Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's my bad. Hey, everyone in internet land. This is Brother B along with Big Red, and you're rocking with the menu. Sorry for the 6 minutes of silence. I forgot. As I was logging in to Blog Talk Radio, things was kind of on the slowness. I forgot I had the mute button on. And so while I'm saying all of this stuff, no one is hearing me. So, yeah. Yeah, this one's on me again. So, once again, hey, what up, y'all? It's Brother B, Big Red. You rock with the menu.
Big Red.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing out there? You know, guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Once again, my apologies for forgetting about the mute button and my slow-ass laptop. Got to get me another one. Because I'm hearing you, and I'm saying hello, and I'm like, I'm having this conversation. I'm like, why we can't hear? I don't know what's going on, but...
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything at all. All I heard was the music, and after that, all I'm hearing is muted, unmuted. I'm like, hello?
Okay. My bad. I forgot the mute button was on. Okay. So yeah, hope everyone's having
goodness.
A great weekend. And gearing up for a new work week. You know,
blah.
Nobody
wants to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know, as much as we don't want to, we gotta try and keep it positive. You know what I'm saying? We need that positivity to get us through. That, like, I gotta go to work tonight, so I gotta keep it positive. That's the only thing that's going to help me out for the next 8 hours.
And oh, yeah.
When I start
definitely
to when I finish.
That.
Besides listening
definitely
to
that.
But anyway, yeah, man. You know, I got to say this real quick. I was driving today, and I had the green. I had the green light. And three women just, like, walked in front of the vehicle just to get a cab that was across the street. Now, one of them put their hand out like they was Diana Ross, like, stop in the name of love. But my whole thing is, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
It's a green light. And I, like I said, I drive a truck. So one of the girls proceeded to walk, like, past, you know, the front of the truck and almost got hit. Because remember, it's a green light. It's oncoming traffic on the other side, on the left side of my vehicle. So she almost got hit. And my thing is, just because I stopped because there was a vehicle in front of me making a turn that couldn't make a turn yet, doesn't mean that that gives you a right to cross the street on the green and thinking that everybody else is going to stop. Like, if she would have got hit, that would have been on her.
Well, no. Well, no, she's looking for money.
Well, listen, you can't get money if you're dead, or, you know, you ain't going to really enjoy the vacation if you're sitting in a wheelchair, because you got to get wheeled all over the place.
Well,
you know,
people don't think about that.
Well, my thing is this. If you don't value your life, how do you expect anybody else to value it?
Exactly.
And some people may take that the wrong way, but if you do stupid, listen, whoever can take it however they want to take it, they should know, brother B, don't care. If your dumb ass is going to walk into the street on a green light thinking that traffic is supposed to stop for you, then you're one of those people that don't value your life, and if something happens, that's on you. Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame the driver, because once again, I said it before and I say it again, these vehicles do not stop on a dime. I don't care what, like, pedestrians, people who don't drive, I don't think they get it when it comes down to brakes and weight. And maybe they weren't that very good in science or physics. I know I wasn't, but my thing is, if you have a 2-ton vehicle going down the street a certain mile per hour, do you really think it's just going to stop? Could you put your hand out?
Right, even if you're going at 10 miles. Even if you're going at 10 miles, you can still get hurt somehow. And it's like, it's not worth it to get hurt or be laying up in the hospital or just like you said, in the wheelchair, because you looking at the fact that, oh, he hit me, I'm getting money. No, who wants to be in that type of listen? That's why when I cross streets, especially them big streets, I don't like big streets. So, listen, I don't like being in the middle. I don't like none of that stuff. I make sure them cars come to a complete stop before I walk. I look both ways, even if it's a two-way street. I look in both ways, two-way, one-way. I don't care, because you never know what's going to happen. And at the end of the day, I'm already in pain. I don't need to be in more pain.
Exactly, because you got a lot of people.
No, that's not... Yeah.
You got people out there who run through stop signs. They don't give a damn about red lights. Like, they're doing whatever they want to do. And the whole thing is like, once again, if you don't value your life, don't expect somebody else to, because they're not going to.
Exactly.
And I know common sense is not very common that more, but yo, stop being stupid. Stop playing around when you cross the street. Stop playing around when you're driving, period. Like, just stop. Like, put your phone down. Use your brain, or what little brain that you may have. Just use it.
Nope, they think they can do everything.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
They think they can
do
everything. Nope, sure can't. Well, they ain't thinking that way. They're not. That's the furthest thing from their mind. They think about that money. They thinking about going to the abogados and going.
Yeah.
Going to get
some
money.
Yeah, okay.
And Johnny Cochran ain't here no more, so guess what? He ain't going to help you out.
Yeah, he wasn't an injury attorney. So. But,
he might have been. Who knows? I don't
know. So, all right. Let's get on with our topic. Why are people so protective of Trump?
Mm.
Do you want to set this off, or you want to set it off?
Well, you can start it off. I'll jump on in as you know.
Now, like I said, to my recollection, since the days of Bush Senior, I've never really come across or seen a president that people just stuck up for. Then this guy Trump right here. And you know what? And I'm going to keep saying, like, this guy, or I'm not really going to acknowledge him in really in the, this position that he's in. Because you know what? For 8 years, I had to endure people disrespect Barack Obama while he was in office. And my thing is, how do you expect me to respect or give respect to this guy when, I mean, come on, man, the bar has been lowered. The bar has definitely been lowered. I mean, listen, he is who he is as a human. I give him props as whatever, but his job, his current job situation right now is not something that I'm too cool with.
Right.
Because I don't really think that I don't really think he's best suited for the job. That's number one. I mean, yeah, everybody talk about how, you know, yeah, we don't need another politician. Do we really need a businessman? Because business and personal don't mix. Just like, you know what I'm saying, there's a business of politics and there are the politics of business. But business and personal never mix.
Right.
And see, when you're dealing with a country of people and you determining their livelihoods or their fates or whatever when you make certain policies, that's personal. That's
right.
Not really business. So,
right.
Like I said, I spent 8 years. Because see, a lot of people want to talk about because Barack Obama was black. Listen, let's get it. Let's not make no bones about it. A lot of people didn't like him because he was black. I mean, let's not. I'm gonna just come straight up front street. There's a lot of people, whether they're in my Facebook friends list, on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. A lot of people had took issue with Barack Obama being in office and being a president for 8 years because of his color. Because there's a lot of people out there who seem to feel that black is the bottom of the barrel. Black people, whether black men or black women, you know, black children, you know, they have no real standings in this country. You want to call us lazy, you want to call us this, and black. I guess we wasn't lazy when we was in the damn cotton fields doing work.
Right, exactly. Exactly, cleaning your kitchens and feeding your children,
cooking for you,
taking care of your kids and all that,
Yeah, so I like how people try to twist things and then want to be like, oh, now you're lazy because we're not doing what you... Listen, once again, it ain't all black people on welfare. And if it was, welfare would have never been started because America was not going to start it for us. So don't play yourself or lose yourself to the fact and thinking that we are the main beneficiaries from the whole system. Just stop.
Right.
Because it wasn't, it was never for us from the get-go. That's number one. Number two, as I go back to my original statement, yo, you seem to think that I find it cool that 8 years was spent from the Congress to the Republicans to hearing all other people, especially in this last 4 years, to hear black people sit there and talk crap about this man because what, this man was supposed to give you a free ride? No.
Right.
He's not the president of black people. He's the president of the country. So if you expect him to give you a free pass, you're an ass. You're the lazy ass.
Right.
You're the problem.
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah, that you're the one that makes, you know, they're the ones that make, you know, they make it, like, so that this is why they're saying, oh, you know, people, you know, black people are lazy and this, that, and other. With this man being in office, I feel that we don't have a president. That's how I'm feeling because I don't feel we have a president. Like he's not doing anything. I haven't, like, at least with the other presidents, and even though they had their views on certain things or maybe they were doing things to our people that we didn't like, but they kind of masked it, you know, like, they kind of covered it, like, put, you know, whipped cream, cherries on top, nuts and everything else, and they covered it. So this way you didn't know it was happening to you. Or you didn't know that they were doing this. But because of all the venom that this guy is spewing or spewed beforehand, he just made it, he just like kind of co-signed on just what, you know, white America has been thinking about us all the time.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, we have somebody that's on our side. So now we can say what we want to say. Now we can come, and then you know what? I noticed, and I don't know if anybody else of color may notice it, but I kind of noticed that, you know, and you know, like I said, I don't like to say these things all the time, but you know, unfortunately, this has become like where the race thing just is really out there now. And I'm noticing that, you know, a lot of people that are Caucasian, they seem to like they're poking their chest out a little more when it comes to us. And it's just like, listen, you don't have to do all of that. What are you doing that for? Because this man gave you a voice now. So now it's like, oh, you know, like fall on leg on. I say, you know, now you want to have so much to say. But before, when, you know, Barack Obama was in office, oh, you was quiet as nothing. You had too much to say. You was kind of quiet.
Well, exactly. And one thing I noticed, all right, well, we had George Bush Jr. in office. Now, there were things like, well, after his first 6 months, the Twin Towers happened. And then the rest of the like 7 years, it was just all about war.
Right.
Now, I'm going to be straight up honest about something. And there's nothing against Barack Obama, but trust and believe, if things would have went a different way during Bush's 8 years, Barack Obama wouldn't have won. And when I say different,
exactly,
it's because people got tired of the bloodshed, people got tired of the war, people got tired of their loved ones going overseas and fighting for something that didn't make sense, people got tired of the lies, people were done with Republicans. People were done with the Republican Party. Like, it was so much BS going on that they was like, yo,
because their kids were going to war. That's what it was, because their children were going to war.
Exactly.
So they said, oh, no, you can't. You sending my son, my daughter, my nephew, my, you know, grandson, my grandson is going to war and coming back or not coming back at all?
But then there's also the issue of some of them will have to send their loved ones body armor. They had to send, like, there were bills being sent to the family, and you think the government would have picked it up, but they didn't.
Nope.
So a lot of people were just tired. They wanted change. They wanted something different. And the Democrats, the Republicans, they didn't have anyone sound or solid to beat Obama. They didn't have anybody. If they would have had somebody sound and solid, Obama wouldn't have won.
Yeah, I feel that
time,
too.
But at the same time, everybody was fed up with the Republicans because of the lies. I mean, come on, it was 7 to 7.5 years of war, of people, like, how many soldiers were doing, like, 2 and 3 and 4 tours?
Right, but
you know
see,
what I'm
my
saying?
Thing
people
is this.
People were tired.
But my thing is this, okay, you wanted the change, you got the change, now it's like, now you're mad with the change. It's just like you work in the job, and they switch you to a different. You want it? Oh, I want a higher position making more money. You get that higher position making more money. Now, oh, I can't stand. Oh, I hate this. Listen, you. It's like damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Well,
you wanted
course,
this
because,
change, and you
well,
got
I don't
it.
Think it was
so now, what's the problem?
Well, see, then again, see, in the beginning, everyone welcomed it, but then the Republicans got mad, like the little babies there are, grown ass with thumbs in their mouth. And they had to start doing PR work. They had to start getting at his credibility. And they had to start making sure that whatever he tried to pass and do good, they was going to stop it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And
of course.
It's already known. As much as they don't want to talk about it, he was, listen, wasn't there something where there was some type of tally with Barack Obama, like he met the most resistance. And everything that he tried to put through is like the Republicans just kept shutting down, shutting down, shutting down.
Of course.
Like no other president, no other sitting president has ever been shut down on trying to pass so many things until he came on. But of course, no one wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to get involved. Like people just all of a sudden have, you know, a memory lapse with that. I'm gonna keep it gangster. There was no one there to beat him, and people got tired of the Republicans in their lives. So Obama came in. Now,
right. So they just all just put him in there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it's like. Oh, just put him in. Just put him in. That's
now people and people were cool with it until the lying started. Until he started making it look too good.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't being disrespectful. See, he wasn't the image that a certain type of America, a certain people of America, wanted portrayed as a black man. Because black
right.
man is supposed to be jailbait. Black man is supposed
yep.
to be, you know, like,
eating
you know,
chicken,
a criminal.
Chicken and watermelon.
Yeah, chicken and watermelon.
Having barbecues on the lawn and all that other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a whole bunch of profane laced rap music. You know what I'm saying? That's what a black
right.
man in certain people's eyes is supposed to represent. But when he didn't
right.
represent that, and he came with something else, and anytime somebody got at him, he brushed the dirt off his shoulder.
Anybody knows.
It
kept it moving.
Exactly. Anybody knows when you kill him with kindness, it just pisses them off more.
Oh yeah.
And that's what
he did. That's my favorite thing to do. Kill him with kindness.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
You turn around, you call them the N-word. How many pictures did you show with nooses? I would never get gas from. Listen, I'll push my car if I run out of gas. I'll push my truck before I could ever get gas from a Shell station because they were one of the places, some place in the country, they hung a mannequin looking like Barack Obama with a noose around it from one of their stations. And you know, totally disrespectful. If you would have did that to George Bush, you would have considered a traitor, and they were looking at you for treason. But since they did it then, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the celebrity comedian that had that person in office had his bloody severed head.
Listen,
let's talk about that.
To me, she's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to say?
Well,
I mean, my whole thing, a lot of people want to see it as like, disrespectful. So you're trying to tell me a noose around a mannequin that looks like Barack Obama or is the N-word this or kill this N-word. You're trying to tell me that that's okay? Listen,
we already
know this double standard exists. We already know that a double standard exists. And if you're the type of person that adheres to that double standard, then you're an ass, and I don't care what happens to you. I hope you walk into a light bulb and elect yourself. I don't care. Because you know what? I'm not with the double standard. So
absolutely,
I can't
because
your view.
Yeah, but
I
see, that's what they're trying to do. You know, they're like.
No, go ahead. No, I mean, listen. Whether it's against black, white, any color, any gender, like I'm not with the double standard thing. I can't rock with that. Because you can't make an excuse for treating one person one way and then treating someone differently because of their color or because of their gender or because of their belief. But at the same time, you want somebody to run with your bullshit. But you don't want to run with, someone else's. I find that like it's asinine. So once again, it's okay with the noose. And it's okay to call him the N-word. It's okay to call his wife a monkey. The first lady calls her a monkey, but then she does this. This lady does this, and this comedian. And then all of a
right.
sudden, everybody wants to attack her, which makes me
right,
wonder.
And that's,
it makes me ask the question: why are they protective of Trump?
Right, that exactly, and that's why I brought that up, because it's just like, that's my point.
Why are you so protective? Like, she basically is she put it out there how most of us, how mostly people are feeling or how they do feel. And once again, last time I checked, this is a free country. You are allowed freedom of speech. You're allowed freedom to say how you feel. You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying? But, you know, just like you said, at the end of the day, when they were doing all of that with Obama, with President Obama, well, with Barack Obama, it was like, oh, it's okay. Oh, all right. You know what it was? Oh, they're used to having those nooses around them. They're used to those type of pictures. They're used to seeing that. That's what it is. They feel that we are used to that. But, but the sad part about it, you know what? They may be right because, you know what? Nobody makes a fuss about it.
And that's why I can see other people calling black people lazy. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't do shit. We
nope.
don't step up to the plate. It doesn't have anything to really do about our work ethic and all this. But it's the fact that we've been here for so many years fighting for rights that we will never get.
And
we'll
still
never
fight.
Get our just due. And yeah, but the whole thing is, they're not fighting for what? There's no fighting anymore.
Right.
So civil rights was like a little over 50 years ago. There ain't nobody fighting. Motherfucking cats is lazy. They don't want to fight. They too busy bling and talking bullshit in songs. But yet, you want somebody to give you just due? You
exactly.
shoot yourself in the foot and you want somebody to give you props? Like, come on, man. Let's get to the real heart of the matter. I don't care if you don't like me because of the color of my skin. Just don't touch me.
Exactly.
I don't care. If you're a racist, listen, you have your right to be whoever you want to be. Just don't touch me. But see, we now live in a society where it seems to be okay to treat someone black or Muslim unfairly because they're black or because they're Muslim. But yet, whether they're Caucasian, because 9 times out of 10, they're usually the aggressor in certain situations. It's okay for them, and they get a pass, whatever they do. And it's not
right.
all Caucasian people. It is not, but you have all of these white supremacists going around and just killing, just doing all types of stuff, and it's like, wow, really? Every time I turn around, white supremacists killed this person, black person, white supremacists killed that person. Wait a minute. But you want to talk about the Muslims, the terrorists?
Right, exactly.
So what the hell is that?
Like I say all the time, these homegrown terrorists. Let's talk about the homegrown ones. They
exactly,
right here,
see,
homegrown terrorists.
But see, that's the thing. They're not considered terrorists. They could just considered patriots, people who love their country. So you just go around killing people who you don't like or who disagree with you.
But that's what makes me mad.
Okay.
Because why is it that when it comes to them, something is always getting twisted? Like, not to go off subject, but just recently, a lady pushed her baby, and somewhere in the city, pushed her baby down the stairs, pushed her baby in the stroller down the subway stairs, and. Unfortunately, yeah, it was a woman of color. As a matter of fact, she was Spanish. Okay. So, of course, they're trying to throw the book at her and everything else. But why is it, but it seems like because of, if it was, a woman of color or because the lady is Spanish, okay, you're going to throw the book at her, you're trying to find all kinds of things and take the baby away, all that stuff. But once again, you don't know what might have been going on with her. Maybe she's mental or whatever. But if that woman was Caucasian it wouldn't have been all of that. They'd have been like, oh, she needs counseling. Oh, let's take her to counseling. Oh, just let the baby stay with the grandmother or aunt somebody. It's like, why is it that when it comes to them, it's all like you try to make an excuse for why? Once again, let's talk about the young man that went in that church, and you notice you ain't heard nothing about that since, this, you know, you don't hear too much about it, but he went in that church and killed all those people, but he has mental issues, all this, oh, we're going to try to get him some help with it. But if that young man was a young man of color, he'd have been dead. It wouldn't have been no counseling. Let's put him in jail. He'd have been dead.
Well, of course.
How like, I don't understand how when things like that, you know, they always get the, it's always an excuse for them.
You know what? Check this out.
Why we can't never get it? Why we can't never go to counseling or get some counseling for our problems?
Because once again, in a lot of people's eyes, you know, and I'm just going to say it, whether it's Hispanic, whether it's Indian, whether it's white, whether it's Asian, even Africans that come to this country, the American black man and black woman and black child ain't shit. Yes, I said it. Whether you're Spanish, whether you're white, whether you're Indian, Asian, or any other ethnicity, Irish, Italian, even African, the American black woman and black man and black child ain't shit. Our lives mean nothing.
Nothing.
No,
no.
A lot of them. Meanwhile, there were certain other people that came to this country and met resistance, but they feel that they've been, you know, they've been acclimated to the situation, so their, you know, their struggles are over. Listen, if you ain't white, you ain't a part of the program.
Right.
Simple and plain.
Right. Yeah,
if you ain't what Hitler was fighting for, you ain't a part of the program. So, like I said, I really don't care what anybody has to say or think about it, but it's very disrespectful. And even, like I said, even from some Africans that come over here, they have a problem with black Americans. Listen, I don't care what you say. Yeah, I'm going to say it. When you get here, you're a nigga too. So
that's
don't
right.
Think you better than somebody else. As soon as you touch down here, you the same thing that they call on everybody else.
Yep. No, but see, they bowed. Oh, yes,
but,
Mr. Charlie, and all that other stuff. Yeah,
but
that's why they did. You know, that's why they feel that way.
But see, Trump gave them a platform. When Trump was coming in, he said what he needed to say to get everybody, to get the people that he needed on his side. And that's why
exactly.
It's that portion of America who still has that old way of thinking that black people need to belong in chains. All the immigrants need to be sent someplace.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make America great again. They're all adhering to that.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones that voted for him. Those are the ones that are looking for him to do some type of ethnic cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting how other minorities, people that are non-white, support him and what he says and what he does. But if you're not, listen, you're not in his tax bracket, so he really don't give a damn about you.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You're not in his tax bracket. He don't care about you. You don't matter to him.
And I know, I really only know one person that really, you know, has that thinking or is on his side, basically. Because they shouldn't have had a problem with Obama and his family. And they're a person of color. And a friend of mine that I know from years ago. I'm just saying, they had a problem with those Obamas. You know how they go, how they say it. They had a problem with them. Okay, they had a big problem with them. Okay,
why?
Especially around the election time.
Well, because
possibly.
I guess because. Well, listen.
I know they was telling they was. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but they was putting a lot of proper, you know, like things that I've never heard out on on their personal Facebook page. Okay, and I was like, I've never heard these things.
But you know what's interesting? I'll put it to you like this, Red, but we've had this discussion before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people talk shit about the job of politics or a job of business. Listen, first of all, listen, I may not acknowledge them like that, but you know what? You got the job. Congratulations. Do the best that you can. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
My thing is this. But my thing is this. You need to keep your people in check. And that's one thing that he's not doing. He's not keeping his people in check. That's the problem. That's one of the problems right there. Because you're going to let it keep going wild. See, for every action, there's a total opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is this. Do you really think that this powder keg is not going to explode one day? You can't feed into it and think that something is not going to happen. Because there are people out there that are tired. That's one thing you'll do. It's like a dog. It's like a dog when they in the corner. Like you'll leave. Let's sleep. What's that saying they used to tell us? Let's sleep and dogs lie. But you always got somebody in the corner trying to poke the dog with the damn stick. Until the dog is off the chain or the
that
lock.
That dog gets tired.
Chain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Then your ass get bit. But then you want to put the dog down because you got bit. You see, I find so funny, and I've been thinking about it the other day. You know, you watch some of these movies where the aliens come and they want to keep the planet, but they want to get rid of all the people. Or my brother had put me onto this show called The Travelers on Netflix. And I only watched one episode, but the first episode got me hooked. And one of them was saying in the show, like, oh, we came from the future, and in the future, the human race is damn near destroyed, and blah, blah. Yo, listen, with all these movies always saying the human race is damn near destroyed, the human race is gone, or the human race is this, this, that, and the third, even Planet of the Damn Apes. When
did
anybody
ever stop? Another one of those.
Of course. Would this anybody ever stop to be like, damn, maybe we screwing up.
Maybe some
maybe
truth
we
to
need
this.
To stop. Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. there's some truth to this. Maybe we need to stop doing what we're doing.
Listen,
and stop
just like
The
Walking Dead, I feel the same way. Listen,
well,
I feel the same way with
here.
That.
The zombies are here.
They
may not
here,
be
they
all
just,
bloody
they just,
and
decapitated. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, but
not, yet. Not yet. Not yet.
And Trump is, and I have to say he's helping to make the zombies, because once again, he's not saying anything to make people feel a certain way. He's not making people feel comfortable about.
Nope, him. Not at
he's
all.
He's concerned about his agenda. His agenda.
And that's why
not
I feel. That's why I feel. That's why I feel we don't have. That's why I don't feel like we have a president. Because he's not, just like you said, he's not making the country or people of the country feel comfortable. Everybody's uneasy because it's just like, who, like that movie years ago, who's watching the children? Who's helping us? If something really go down, who do we have to help us? Because it sure enough ain't going to be him. That's like telling Rick James to watch your white girl until you come back, because who's helping us? I can't.
I mean, I don't know his job. I don't want to know his job.
Yeah, you probably could know his job better than he know it. Please, get out of here.
But my whole thing is, I mean, listen, if you are elected by the people, respect the people. Do you know what I'm saying? Listen to the people.
Exactly.
But apparently, I guess that's why so-called 46-point-something% of the country didn't vote. But what people don't know is the vote that you didn't make went to Trump anyway.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, nobody wanted Hillary because of lies, lies, lies. Well, I mean, come on, this dude is lying too. So who's the lesser of the two evils?
And that's what I've been saying to people for the one. It's like, yeah, we know. Okay, we know the Clintons might have been, you know, just as bad or maybe not as bad or whatever. But it's just like that's lesser of the two evils. I much would have rather her been in office than this one.
Because the only reason why is because I just don't. I'm not confident in what he's doing. That's
right.
The thing right there. Like, I'm not confident. Like, all right. A lot of people a few people used to talk a little junk about Bush Jr. But I was
right.
more confident in what he was doing. I didn't vote for him, but I was more confident in what he was doing to a degree than what
right.
Trump is doing. But
oh yeah.
Bush Jr. said it himself. Well, a lot of the former presidents don't really look upon him favorably anyway. So when people want to talk about, oh, you're talking about my president, my this and my that, he's only your president because he agrees with your bullshit.
Right, exactly.
You only respect him because before, people didn't give a damn about Trump and his buildings and all this and that. Nobody cared. But now all of a sudden, he was spewing. He told you what you wanted to hear.
Right, exactly.
And what you, and he amped you up like Flavor Flav and Chuck D. He was the hype man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, now all of a sudden, he's your president, and you're like, yeah, you support him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they get quiet.
Exactly.
But I like how people. I like how they get quiet on certain things because he does certain things out of line, but then no one says anything about it. Only the
right.
media jumps on him because the media just, you know, they want the ratings anyway. They just want to
right.
have something.
Right, and the thing
to
is,
say.
He loves it. And then he loves
oh,
it
yeah.
as well.
He loves it. Listen, the White House to me now is a reality TV show. And I find
mm-hmm.
that very disturbing because it shouldn't be treated as such.
No, not at
all. It shouldn't be treated as such. It's like a circus. And no one can sit there and say that that's not true. It's like a circus now.
And then
it wasn't,
you know,
it wasn't that way. It wasn't that, huh?
No, I'm just saying other countries, you know, they look at that. They're looking like, what is going on? Like, what's going on over in the United States?
All right, so let me ask you this question. Now, I just heard yesterday that there was some more so-called terrorist attacks over in London.
Manchester.
Okay. Now
that was I think that was last week.
Okay, and then the Ariana Grande concert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. The Ariana Grande. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That was the Manchester.
I heard,
so there was there was another one after that.
Yeah. Last night somebody told me there was something else that happened. I didn't
oh, wow.
really read into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Like I said, I didn't read it. I hope no one lost their lives to whoever's injured or did lose their life. Like, you know, my condolences. But did any of this stuff really pop off when we had 8 years of Obama? Like, wasn't it kind of quiet for the most part?
Yeah,
I mean,
actually
I could be wrong.
Was.
Listen,
it wasn't too
hold on,
much.
Hold on, Red. The call is 347-324-3395. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to have been a quiet 8 years. But if I'm wrong, somebody please call in and let me know, which I doubt it.
Because
nobody ever wants to have their face jumped. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. I don't think I think you're kind of right. It wasn't as bad. I mean, you're going to always – my thing is this. It's always going to be some type of terrorist attack. Some they're going to talk about and some that they're not. That's just the way it is. Some that they talk about, some that they don't like. It's like they pick and choose. They pick and choose a time of when they're going to talk about something like that or they're going to say something because, once again, as I always say, it's like they want to send the – They want to send society into an uproar. They want to send us into a panic about something. Like I always say, and I'm sure every, you know, a lot of people that know, like I said, before Trump got into office, look at, once again, I feel this was a terrorist attack. Look at all the black men that was getting killed by police officers. And look how, like, every other day it was being shown. Every other day. And then when he got into office, you don't hear about it. Like I said, have you heard about any black men getting shot after he got in office? No, you don't even hear about it. You may hear one random one here or one random one there. But before that, it was back to back to back to back to back.
Well, a lot of them were blaming that on Obama. A lot of that was being blamed on Obama.
Nah, they can say what they want. I understand
that. You know, it was a spike in racism because Obama was in office.
Right. No, no. But I'm talking about when it got closer to election time. I'm talking about from that springtime into the summertime, and then when it hit around fall time, that's when it really exploded. And then from September to October, then when November, when the election came around, and then after the election, around the end of November into December, now it got quiet. You didn't hear too much. You didn't hear too much. You probably, like I said, it was a random one here, random one there. This is being done on purpose. This stuff is being done on purpose because they want to send people into a panic. It's like, okay, you know what? We don't have, something got to happen. You know, it's too quiet. Society is too quiet right now. So you know what? Let's put something to send everybody into a panic.
I agree.
Let's send them into a panic so this way they can go out and protest. And you know what? This way we can fill the jail up. We can have people in for Central Booker so we can fill our quota, or we can, you know, have this person and that person. We can start watching this person. Oh, we're going to watch him. We're going to watch others. You know what? Nah, they too much trouble. We're going to watch that person. Because, you know, every time you turn around, protest, they at every protest. You know what I'm saying? It's like they trying to send society into a panic, and they do it all the time. Like, even when I was at work the other day, we were talking about those diseases that they were putting out, like disease, Legionnaires and SARS and this one and that one. What happened to Legionnaires? What happened to Ebola? Like, what happened to those things? All of a sudden, they gone?
Well, it's not important anymore. Ebola is not it's not important anymore.
Yeah, it's not important anymore.
Well,
yeah.
Remember,
remember,
the black man died and the white people lived. The two white doctors lived, but the black man died.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the two white ones, they had a vaccine. So now you really can't use the Ebola thing anymore because they said they have a vaccine for it, even though the black man died and the white people lived.
But look how
and
sad that is, that they even taking a person's life with like into, you know, they put race into that.
Well, my thing is this. I'm gonna say it. Like, and I've said it before. I don't believe Trump is a racist. I just believe he doesn't really care about anybody but himself.
But himself, yeah.
And his own agenda.
Yeah.
Now,
I
think he may have said things to get certain types of people all riled up so they can vote for him or be on his side.
Yeah, exactly,
because
he's a businessman. He knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Exactly. He's a businessman. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly, the propaganda. And
yep.
His campaign of propaganda won.
Yep.
He sold it. And everyone
yep,
bought
sure
it.
Did.
You know what I'm saying? So, we got a caller. 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up? K-Dawg. What up, K-Dawg?
What's going on?
Hey, man, just chilling, watching the NBA Finals.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my son's is in there going off now.
Oh man. Man, and listen, but other than that, I said that I was gonna call in and give a few my words about what's been going on, and I was listening to you guys. Let me just say this, that ever since the election in 2016, this past election,
mm-hmm.
things have been a mess in this country. And I'm going to tell you why. What Donald Trump has done is re-energized the white nationalist movement. And I'm going to tell you why he did that. Number one, from day one of his campaign, the first set of people that he attacked were the Mexicans. When he said that, oh, the Mexicans are coming into this country, they're bringing drugs, they're rapists, they're gangbangers.
Mm-hmm.
And second, during his rally, when he said he'd like to punch somebody in the face, in which we saw a Black Lives Matter activist get physically assaulted. And third, this is the big one. His first few days in office, he signs an executive order banning 6 Muslim countries from entering the United States. Now, if that's not a problem, then I don't know what is.
Well, let me ask you something, K, though. Why do you think he did that? Do you really think he did that? Whoa. Well, I got one for you. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, thanks. You're going to buy me a beer after this. Listen, you think he did it for the white people? Or do you think he did it for the other Muslim countries?
Ooh. Well, he basically did it for the racists, because you know what? Who voted for him in this election? Whose support did he gain?
Mm-hmm.
But look how close he is with Saudi. Look how close.
Oh, with Saudi Arabia.
That's what I'm saying. Who do you think has the most benefit from it?
Well, Saudi mm-hmm. Arabia, because guess what? Saudi Arabia is where the money's at. Where do you think all the oil comes from? You gotta be good to Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is where the terrorists come from. But no one's going to talk about that, are they?
Oh, of course not.
Of course not.
But you got to put it on somebody else.
Not.
So
yeah,
you got to ban
somebody else.
Ban
everybody else. And meanwhile, you know, you got to respect where the money comes from. Because look at when he went on his foreign trip, look where he went to. He went straight to Saudi Arabia, dancing with them and all. Now, had President Obama done something like this.
You said dancing with them and all.
Obama couldn't do that.
No, he couldn't. Because you know what? Oh, don't forget, he's a Muslim. He's a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And look at the people that he's fired up. Because like I said, I've said this before to a friend of mine. I said, listen, when you have a stick of dynamite and you light it up and it fuses, and as the fuse goes and as that spark, all it takes is that one spark. And what do you think happens when that spark goes all the way down?
Boom.
Yep.
It explodes. And that's exactly what's going on here.
I mean, me personally, I believe it. I mean, I like I said, I think he put a lot of spin, you know, on things. I think he's done a lot of, you know, under the table things to get where he wanted to be. And now he's backtracking because no one's really talking about the connection between him and Russia anymore. I don't know if that Russian warship moved off the coast of Delaware that was over 2 months ago.
I doubt that. It's probably still there.
It's still there because guess what? You know what? He thinks that nobody's talking about it, but guess what? It's still going on. The investigation is still going on. And a lot of people are comparing.
The media was probably asked to shut up.
The media was asked to shut up because you know what?
The media's like, this is what's going on. We're going to get him when he least expects it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the same thing that happened with President Nixon when that whole Watergate scandal broke out. People
yeah.
thought that, oh, it was swept, that whole break-in was swept under the rug once the guys got caught. But what Nixon didn't realize was that there were tapes of him speaking to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure there was record of him saying stuff, but you know all of that is going to disappear. You know all of that is going to go away.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing with
Nixon.
Yeah, he thought it was going away until it blew up. And guess what? When it blew up big time. It blew up like an atomic bomb. And what do you think happened to Nixon in the end?
Mm-hmm.
He had no
yeah,
choice
he
but
impeached.
To resign.
Yeah,
no, he didn't get impeached.
He resigned before
he got impeached.
Yes. Well, I don't see that happening on this end. I would be very surprised, but I don't see that happening. Maybe
because
one term.
Because the investigation.
Yeah, and they're gonna drag that out.
But
because you know what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No.
The thing is,
I had lost my thought for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, but let me just say this: his administration are full of people that are very corrupt. Corrupt in a way that they've supported big government, that they supported the banks, and many of those banks led to the financial meltdown in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have some crooked backgrounds where they've been involved in some crooked affairs, especially when it came to money. And also, from the beginning, once he had that guy, what's his name, Bannon, the Breitbart guy who was also a white nationalist,
mm-hmm.
All of this was coming out. And you know, ever since the election of 2016, according to a media source that I read, a very reliable one, there have been a record number of 917 hate groups happening right here in the United States of America.
Hmm. But they're talking about terrorists. But they want to talk about terrorists and the Muslims and all that. So, like I said, homegrown terrorists, they're right here.
They're right in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right in our
backyard. They're not considered terrorists. They're considered patriots.
Because they're protecting what's theirs. They're protecting their country.
Yeah.
How can you protect something that never belonged to you?
Exactly.
Listen, the Jedi mind trick. What? It never belonged to me. No, this is ours. Like, manifest destiny. God gave us this.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's what kills me. Like, how?
Listen, I can walk up to you, smack you in your face, and say, oh, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. No, if that's your fault that happened, because your face is there for me to smack it. Your face got in the way of me swinging my hand.
Well,
listen,
history, well, let me just say this.
That's the way of things.
When we were
kids,
we were all taught that in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, this, that, and the other. But then when you get older and you start to read different things and you see different things, you're like, wait a minute. That's not how it exactly happened.
Well, years what now nobody wants to acknowledge Columbus Day anymore. They see Happy Indigenous People Day because they know Columbus was a. It's like now all of a sudden, that's the only plus about social media is the sharing of certain information, and people
mm-hmm.
are really starting to see and doing their homework that yo, he was a pirate, he was a murderer, he was a slave trader, like he was a crook,
exactly.
Like even when Donald Trump had hailed Andrew Jackson as a great man, Andrew Jackson was not only a slave owner, but he was also responsible for the Trail of Tears that drove many indigenous people off of their land.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But see, that's why they know that we'll start not saying that some of us didn't already know, but you know, a lot of these things we didn't get taught in school. We didn't get these things taught. So
well,
now they're angry because we are teaching our kids. So they said, you know what? Now we got to get rid of this other generation, or let's put something in the neighborhood. It's just like when they put the crack in the neighborhoods. We got to put something in the neighborhood because you know what? They're getting too smart now.
Yeah.
If you think about it, looking back in the day when, okay, we had our little gangster rap music and stuff like that, but guess what? We had KRS-One. We had Public Enemy. We had, like Tribe Called Quest. We had them.
Had different music.
Start, right,
different
but they
music.
But they had us aware of who we were, you know, are.
Exactly.
The Jungle Brothers, they had us
the
aware.
Jungle
they had
Brothers,
us,
they had us aware. But,
right,
however,
they had us aware, but then guess what? They said, you know what? Oh, they getting too smart. Oh no, these rappers are telling them about their history. You know what? Let's make Tupac and Biggie. Let's put them out there. Let's make the gangster. Let's make them fight. Let's the Chronic and all that other stuff. So this way, they can't concentrate on those good things anymore.
And that's why I'm
not saying it was a bad
before.
Thing, but I'm just saying, you know. You know what I mean.
But that's what I'm proud of. That's one of the things I'm proud of Kendrick Lamar for. Kendrick Lamar
mm-hmm.
wants something different.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the message.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what?
Exactly.
He wasn't down for that. He wasn't down for the stupidity. Because you look at what they're doing now, is that they could take the most ignorant person and have him think that, oh, he's going to make a whole lot of money, and guess what? You're going to put something out there that's going to be stupid and a gimmick, and everyone's going to fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
guess what? It works.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but I do, but once again, like I said, it, you know, Trump has built himself, and despite whatever investigation is going on, he has built a strong support base, strong enough to look the other way.
Because mm-hmm.
if you really notice, a lot of these people are looking the other way. There's a
mm-hmm.
lot of voters, the people that voted, a lot of, and I have to say, white America, the people that's for his support, they are looking the other way. Oh, we don't care what he did. We're just concerned about what he's going to do.
Right.
Right.
Right. But then you was concerned about Obama
and
his right, worried about his birth certificate and all this and all that. Oh, no, you was worried about that, but now with Trump, it's just like, oh, I don't care what he do. I don't care.
Yeah, but look at it this way. Now, I'm glad we brought this up because you know what? Take a look at what's going on with Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they're doing to her because of a joke. You know, that's why I had to call in. I said, wow, you guys are going to talk about that? Well, I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, please, bring it up. I didn't really do the research, you know, on it. I just I'm in and out with the news. I really don't mess with it too much.
Well, what happened?
But I see what
Griffin.
She did.
It was a controversial picture of her holding a decapitated head, a bloody decapitated head of Donald Trump. And things just got crazy. So far, she's been fired from CNN. She's been fired from the that she hosts with Anderson Cooper. And she has been banned. Her shows that she's supposed to be performing have been canceled.
They're going to hit it in the pockets.
Oh, Donald Trump himself even said that, my 11-year-old kid is shocked by this. And even Trump.
Let me be quiet.
Yeah, and Melania Trump is even upset about it, showing this kind of barbarism, and the media just went crazy for it. I mean, Kathy Griffin is getting punished, but at the same time, she's receiving a lot of support from Jimmy Harry, Jamie Foxx.
Right.
They're supporting him. And even D.L. Hughley made a statement. But yet, here's the catch. Everyone's upset at Kathy Griffin for that picture, but yet, let's break it down. How about the 8 years of President Obama getting disrespected left and right?
Right.
Of course. No one brought that up. Nobody brought that up. When they drew caricatures of President Obama as a monkey, they've even gone as far to disrespecting Michelle Obama, the First Lady. They even went as far as even to disrespecting his children.
Of course.
When Ted Nugent,
but there was never any issue with that.
No, nobody has an issue with that. But yet, as soon as he said something about Donald Trump, Kathy Griffin has a picture, everyone goes crazy. Even those who oppose him, I mean, okay, yes, it's just politics, but they're even saying, oh, that was kind of wrong. That was over the edge. And like Jim Carrey says, comedians overstepped the line. I mean, nobody.
Right.
You know what? You look at people like, you look at the hosts like Jimmy Kimmel, Ellen DeGeneres, who said that they will not have Trump on their show.
Right.
But yet, like I said, nobody said anything for the 8 years that President Obama got disrespected.
Of course not.
But you know what? Somebody has to be the fall guy. It's going back again to certain. It's like somebody has to be that scapegoat. Somebody got to be the fall guy. We got to pick on somebody. Okay? We got to pick on somebody. So it's like, okay, she was fair game right now.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the heat, the attention had to come off of him. Because,
because
there's too much going on with him right now.
Tweet.
Yeah, but there's too much going on around him right now. So the heat needed to come off. So now all she did was just give the media something to play with, and people can sympathize with him now.
Right. Because I heard she's getting death threats.
Yes,
yeah, I heard she's getting death threats. And, you know, I'm like, wow.
Obama was getting death threats. He's the president.
Mm-hmm.
Getting death
More
threats.
More death threats than
any other
president.
But that was okay. But that was okay. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once
of course
again,
it was okay.
Once again, whether you like me or not, with the double standard thing, I don't do. So don't try to say it's okay for one person to do something and someone else not. If you're going to disrespect one, don't get mad because the other is getting disrespected.
And he himself was
mad.
Being very disrespectful. He was very disrespectful.
And yeah, but he also put himself in the line to a fire to be disrespectful. Trump did that to himself. With the certain things that he said, and certain things that he had done, he put himself in a position to be disrespected. First of all, I mean, really? Oh, you just grab him in the crotch.
Yeah.
So that was really that's you. I mean, come on. If we were in a bar and you said that, you had said that at work, they'd be looking to put sexual harassment charges on you.
Right.
But it's okay that he says it. I mean, come on.
Right. And if that had been Obama, honey, please.
They would have called and say, we want him out of here.
Yep, exactly.
But this is the standard that everyone has to look up to now. The dude that says it's okay to grab him in the crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
But then after, even when his people, when Ted Nugent had called Hillary Clinton the B word, nobody said anything about that.
Well, Ted Nugent, he's a miserable ass man.
I mean, but you know what? Like he's always quick to call out the media on fakeness, but yet he goes to the biggest set of fake news givers ever, Fox News.
Oh yeah, Fox News is awful.
Because
no, but he,
every
that's
child,
that's
every
his best
child,
friend.
Every child goes to whoever listens. They go to, right. They go for, to the parent that listens first.
Yep.
So Fox is
so of course they're
going
to. Right.
He's going to run to them. And that's the same
thing.
Oh,
he loves Fox News.
Yeah,
and they don't even get their information right.
Never.
Of course,
they never do.
Because why should they? Why should
they
don't care about getting it right?
You have to remember something.
Because
Fox is a syndicate.
They know somebody's going to listen.
Fox is the voice of the right-wing conservative media. They're the right-wing conservatives. So, of course, everything they say, everyone who's right-wing conservative are going to go to them, no matter what. And everything that comes out of their mouth is very controversial.
Of course. Because, once again, it's but a big reality show. And people
oh
love
my goodness.
It.
And you know what else? It's
people
like now,
the
like
show.
I said, like I said, the world is laughing, except for Russia. The world's laughing at us.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, brother. No, Russia's laughing.
Yeah.
Trust me, Russia is laughing right now. Russia's laughing because, yo, we look like a joke.
We did.
America looks like a joke right now. You said it right first. Everyone's laughing.
Yep.
Everyone's laughing.
The whole world is.
Yep. Just like that song, the whole world laughing at me.
No, they're laughing at
silly fool.
Yeah,
how do you do
is,
such a good thing?
Because the whole thing is, how do you take him serious? All right, this whole thing where he pulled out, and I hear people even protecting him on that when he pulled out of the climate thing.
Oh my goodness,
mm-hmm.
Right there. People are like, are you serious? What? So, global warming's a myth?
What Al Gore got to say about that?
Exactly. You know what?
Yeah.
Last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and I mean,
mm-hmm.
we did not have Memorial Day weekends are supposed to be hot. It wasn't that hot last weekend.
Sure wasn't.
It ain't been hot no weekend. How about that?
Nope, it hasn't.
And we already in June. Yeah.
We still wearing long sleeve jackets.
Absolutely. We about to go in the second week of June. By now, we should be at least in like maybe the 70s, like maybe early 80s or mid 80s. We didn't even reach that. Nowhere.
Nope, we haven't.
But two days and that was it.
Yep. And back to cold.
Yep.
Well, the earth is just going through some changes right now that we just can't, you know, that scientists just can't really explain. So bear with us.
Why they can't explain it? Why they can't explain it? They're scientists.
Exactly.
Listen,
they're scientists. They're supposed to explain it.
That's probably the next press statement that they'll be put out. Like, we don't know what's going on and this, that, and the third, and you can't blame Trump for it. I mean, listen, I just, like I said, there are people out there that will do wrong.
Yep.
Certain types of people, and they will be condemned for it. They will be condemned for it. There are certain individuals out there that will do wrong, and they will be praised for it. And that what really makes you think, because the more praise that he gets for the things that he does or says wrong really goes to show you, do you really have any wins? Like, our future really doesn't look all that great. Because how could you support wrongdoing? But once again, that's just showing the type of humans that we're dealing with. And it's kind of hard to be on this kumbaya thing in unity when so many people are divided because they believe doing wrong is right now. It's okay to go out there and kill It's okay to go out there and kill a black man or a black kid that's just getting ready to graduate from school or go to another college. Because nobody wanted to talk about how Mike Brown was going to college.
Nope.
They
never brought that up. They tried to make him look like he was a troublemaker.
Yeah, of course
they're going to make him like a troublemaker. But
that's what,
you know,
all black young black men look. That's all they want to make all black men, young men look like. They're troublemakers, gangbangers, hood rats.
Listen,
and hood. Yeah.
You know one of the reasons why I don't mess with media, so like the news and stuff like that, really, is because, and this was just a confirmation. I've been not messing with them, but I remember that homeless man. A couple of months ago, that homeless man that got killed by that white supremacist.
Yeah.
He said he drove all the way over here. He drove to New York. He was going to kill some black people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I found so deplorable and so disrespectful is that they had the nerve to pull up this black man, this dead, deceased black man, rap sheet.
His record.
For some petty,
yeah, but
for
no
some
one pulls
petty,
out his.
Yeah. Some petty stuff. Meanwhile, he's dead because some white man killed him just because of his color.
But nobody brought out that bum's record when that white supremacist. Nobody brought out his record.
Of course not.
It never changed. Because
he needs counseling.
And this is where I'm going to say it. This is where I agree with white people when they say blacks are lazy. Because no one is doing. Listen, if the situation was switched, shut that shit down. They would have been like, "Yo,
yep. Let me tell you something.
That newspaper won't
the
make another dead."
The problem that we have
news,
as a people,
please. We don't.
You
do
know
anything.
What?
We are lazy when it comes to
Brother B. Brother B. Big Red. We all know somebody who sits there and he right now he's on a Facebook rant and all putting up a bunch of stuff. But you know who I'm talking about. They don't want to face reality. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing?
No.
We sit there, we get upset, and I say this, we get upset, and then the next day it's business as usual. It doesn't go like that.
Well, it wasn't my son, or it wasn't my daughter, or it wasn't my
Well,
so
guess what?
Really,
you get mad for one day, you want to protest. That protesting, what is that doing? It's not the 1960s anymore, because you know what? Even when the civil rights movement, when the civil rights leaders, when they protested, there was action behind their protest. When they marched, they put action behind it. They
right.
went to the state houses. When they saw that they couldn't vote, they went right to the state houses and said, wait, we demand to vote.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just march. When the Montgomery bus boycott, it wasn't just a protest. It was a movement. And what did they do? They decided not to take the buses. And what do you think happened?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But that will never happen again. You ask them to, don't buy from, don't go to, give me some, don't go to Chloe stores anymore. Or don't go to, whatever designer. They look at you, these so called black people with money will look at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? That's another thing. The money. That's all that divides us, money. Because, well, look at me. Oh, I have this. I have that. Yeah, but you may have this, but you have that. But let me tell you something. The bottom line is this. It doesn't matter how much money you may have, what title you may hold. At the end of the day, in their eyes, you're just another black person.
Exactly.
And it's not going to change.
Nope. Nope, unless we do the changing. And if we're not doing the changing, then it's not worth anything. Because just like you said, stop going to these stores. Like I tell these young people, y'all walk around with all these Jordan and these, you know, these whoever pants and all this other stuff. These people don't want you buying
wearing
their
stuff.
They don't want you. But
yet, you know what? We're guinea pigs. At the end of the day, we're guinea pigs, and we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The guinea
pigs. Call the 4600. You're on the air with the menu as well as Hot Rod. Yo, I don't know what's up. My apologies. All these calls just came in. Like, these two calls just popped up on the screen. And I don't know
what
I've been waiting for a while.
what's going on, man? I was attracted to your topic of your show. And I disagree with the people that say that at the end of the day that you're just another NI has a business, a corporation, a erecting structure still. Some of my white employees, when they retired, they sent me letters, said I was the best employer that they ever worked for. And I came up with them. So they knew. But as far as Donald Trump's concerned, I defend Donald Trump. I ask people the question, what is it that you don't like, him or his policies? And no one answers. But I like his policies. I love his policy. I supported him, voted for him, will vote for him again if he decides to run.
Well, what is the policy? What is the policy that he has that you support?
Well, there's many, but the ones that attracted me the most: school choice with full vouchers, national right to carry, concealed carry, the tax proposal that he have that would put an extra $12,000 into the hands of married couples that filed jointly from $12,000 to $24,000. And I'm happy that he got out of this Paris Accord, which was non-binding anyway. His views on immigration, especially those who have work visas, who are nothing other than competition. Why would you want more competition? He's want to get rid of competition, especially when you're talking about African Americans who have it rough as it is now, and also the protection of the border, southern border.
Well, listen, I mean, real quick, sadly, we only have 5 minutes left. I don't think we have it that rough. I think it's just the fact that some of us just don't want to give up off our asses and take the initiative to do what needs to be done. Listen, you can't take power from somebody who chooses not to take their power into their own hands. Simple and plain.
Well, you're right to that point, but when I'm bidding projects, when I used to, I like to know who my competition is. And if it's the everyday competition that I see, I know it's fine. But when you have people that's coming from across the water that's using affirmative action, something that just because they are a particular ethnic group, a Syrian or Russian, no, I'm happy Trump is talking about telling them, look, we appreciate what you've done, but it's time for you to go back home. And I'm sad that you do have only 5 minutes left. Maybe I should call in a little bit earlier next time.
Oh, okay. Well, Hot Rod, what you got? What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. I'm going to make this real quick. Caller, I love your statement. I love what you said. Please call my show tomorrow night at 10:30. It's called The Absolute Truth. So we could talk about it, but this is not our topic. It's Donald Trump. I need supporters like you to explain to me why you support Donald Trump. And I see some of the policies that you're saying, but there's people out there who want to dispute, I guess, what you're saying about the policies. Because I was a Donald Trump supporter to a certain degree. But to me, he's still one of the biggest a-hole out there, but he's still a smart a-hole. That's all
I
need
to say.
But
you know what the thing is? See, and Hot Rod, see, and to our caller, it's not so much Trump that's the problem. It's the people that support him.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Because they feed into, these people hate. Donald Trump, listen. He's a millionaire. He got his name up on buildings. He's wealthy. What is he really hating if he's getting what he wants? It's the other people who are not getting what – if they feed into the propaganda and they misconstrue what he's saying and they say, well, he must be saying go out there and kill blacks and do this or punch people in the face or grab them by the rocks. See, you can't give somebody that.
Why not? If it works, why not? We say this all the time. If I tell you go kill black people and people loving it, and you're going to get me to the office, why not? And I'm black. You know.
Well, check this out. Because you know what? What does it mean for humanity in the grand scheme of things? How do we evolve?
Kill everybody. You might as well have so much hate. You might as well hate everybody.
You know. Real quick, I had a discussion with a coworker the other day, and he said, what do you mean is that this society is not civil? I said, how is this society civil? We carry guns on our hips when we work. There's war. There's all types of bloodshed going on. You want to talk about society is civil? The world ain't civil.
Ain't no such thing. That doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't.
You know, before I came to your show, I was on a show with some black females, and guess what? They packing. They love their guns. They love the idea of shooting clubs and so on, so on, so on. And they packing.
Well, listen, sir. I'm sorry because we've got less than 60 seconds. Thank you for calling in. Your name, sir? Your name?
My name's Pianchi. I've called you before.
Okay, Mr. Pianchi, thank you for calling in. K-Dog, Big Red,
hey.
Hot Rod.
Yep.
Another episode in the can, and we're going to continue it next week. But definitely, Hot Rod, tomorrow, 10:30.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night.
Absolute truth.
Thank you.
All right.
Later, y'all.
Have a good night. All right, later.
Okay, later.
Later.
Later.